I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. They Call Me Q is a one-woman play written by Karat Ann Kadwani, telling her story as a person born in India but growing up in the Bronx, seeking an identity-balancing heritage with an acceptance in her new culture. She'll give a free performance of it in the Blue Door Theater at Lane Community College on Monday, November 27th, with discussion to follow. What motivated you, Karat, to turn your private story into a public play?
Well, you know, I majored in theater in college, and I was most impacted by my political theater class, where I found how theater could really impact social change. And as I got older, I started thinking about how diversity plays a part in our everyday lives, in our entertainment, and in my personal life as an actress in New York City. At that time, when I started writing it, there were very limited opportunities for South Asian women, for women in general, and I thought I should... This is a perfect time for me to create my own work, my own opportunities. I'd seen my first solo play when I was in college, and I was so amazed by this one actress becoming a bunch of different characters through a voice or accent or just, you know, in acting style. And I remember that moment, and I thought, how can I do this for myself? So I started writing about my life, being born in India and growing up in the Bronx, the various people that I've met who've shaped my life, and how culture plays a big role in identity. And culture is a very broad concept. In my play, it's not only regarding my traditional Indian parents and being in an Indian household, but also growing up in the Bronx, which is, has its own very urban culture. So there's a lot of themes involved, like the growing pains that all of us have to deal with when we're growing up, and bullying and general identity themes as well.
What's the relationship between name and identity in your view?
Well, my name is Quratul Ayn. That's what I was named when I was born. It's in the Quran, as I mentioned in my play. But it's a very uncommon name. I actually have never met somebody with my name. And as I was growing up, I would often be teased about my name. It's very ethnic. It's difficult to pronounce. And as I got older, this kept going on, but in a different way. People always... they're hesitant to pronounce my name, or they mess up my name, and then they say, is that right? And then we play this game back and forth five times where people are trying to pronounce my name properly. And after a while, I would just say, you know what? You can call me Q. So I started thinking about that, and, you know, there have been articles written, actually, that the mispronunciation of children's names plays a big part in their identity and how they start to view themselves. For me, I always felt like I was an immigrant, you know. Even though I came to this country when I was 3 years old, I'm pretty American. But because of the mispronunciation of my name, I was always reminded that I'm not American. I'm from somewhere else. I'm different.
You transform yourself within this play into 13 different influential characters in an hour. Who are a few of those characters, and why are they influential?
So half of the characters who I play are various Indian people. I have my parents in the play. My mother is always an audience favorite, so I'm excited to play her at Lane and see how the students like her as well. I play a variety of Indian women because one of the themes of the play, I wanted to show that people are different. You know, your stereotype of an Indian woman, I want you to explore that as an audience member. These very different Indian women represent so much of the rich culture, but also like the perspectives that we have that may be unexpected. The other half of the characters are very urban characters, people who I grew up with in the Bronx, who I went to college with. And also, as a child growing up, I have this theme of bullying in there, and there are two examples of that with the student and a teacher in the show as well. I also cover themes of suicide and how can we truly accept other people? My answer is once you start to accept yourself.
Are there aspects of the culture of India that you wish would be more present in America?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because a lot of times after a show, I do a Q&A, and one of the questions that always comes up is, so are you married? Did you have a Bollywood wedding? And I always say, what makes you think that? Because the play has nothing to do with that. It doesn't have a Bollywood wedding. There's no mention of weddings. I don't have a love relationship in the play. And it started to get me think that, you know, what you think of when you think of India is this, huge, lavish Indian wedding or the Taj Mahal, or you think of slums, you know, really, really poor people. And I want to expand that. I want to expand that to not just the immigrant experience that my parents had, but also my immigrant experience, which is that I grew up in America. So I've always had to navigate between this line of feeling, you know, not feeling American enough, not feeling Indian enough.
And do you find ways as you get older to reconcile those?
Absolutely. I think the overall message of the play, which I hope that the students at Lane enjoy, is that we don't have to put ourselves in a box. The world does that for us. We can truly accept every aspect of ourselves, the gray areas, the flawed areas. We are made up of all the experiences that we've had, both negative and positive, and we should learn from them, embrace them, and not get bogged down, because we all go through tough times, we all have adversity, and the way we can really see ourselves and really grow as people is by accepting that being okay with the life that we have right now.
Are there other aspects of the story that you wish to convey that are universal?
Absolutely. You know, I have a section with a friend from high school, and this, I feel like I'm giving away one of the parts of the play here. Whoever's listening, here it is. She commits suicide, and that was my first experience with death and loss. And I think a lot of audience members can relate to that. I actually did I was on a 9-day college tour a couple weeks ago. And I had two shows one day, and it was so amazing to me. I felt the universe was speaking to me. In the first show, in the Q&A, a 75-year-old woman came to me, and she said to me, "My daughter committed suicide, and it's hard, isn't it, to move past it?" And she goes, "This was 40 years ago, but and she started crying almost, you know, and she was embarrassed at herself. And I thought, wow, of all the things I talk about in the show, this really spoke to her, that she's not alone. In the evening show, in the Q&A, a student came up to me. She started crying, and she started talking about how she's really trying to figure out how she can have a better relationship with her mother. And I thought, isn't this so beautiful? Here we have on both ends of the spectrum, a mother and daughter relationship, and again, a daughter and mother relationship. In my show, that theme is very present as well. So I thought, hey, you know, this is really letting folks know that we're not so different. Just because I was born in another country or I might have a different lifestyle than you, we're very similar. And we need to find those moments, those examples of how we're similar, because that's how we're able to change the world.
It seems like you take this play particularly to college campuses. Why that focus?
Well, I started off performing the play at various festivals, theater festivals all over the country. I wanted to really see if audiences everywhere related to the themes. And then I was lucky enough, a producer picked it up, and I was off Broadway in New York City in 2014 for about 7 months. So that was so exciting to be off Broadway. I was right on, you know, 46th and 8th, just in the heart of Times Square. It was amazing. During this time, I'd started performing at colleges, and I started noticing that the students were really taken in by the themes, and they would come up to me afterwards and thank me for making them feel like they were not going through certain issues alone, that there were other people who also felt the same way as them. And now, I think I've had like over 200 shows now in 35 states, I notice more and more, and I think that's because I'm so comfortable with the play. You know, it's truly a seamless performance level at this point. I notice that different students pick out different things that relate to them, and that's what's so exciting. We get a conversation going about how they view diversity issues on their campus. That's really important, because that word diversity is huge right now. It's in the air. You know, we talk about what issues are going on campus. How do they relate to issues that are going on in their community, in our society as a whole? We need to have a safe space so that we can talk about this, because the college students are the ones who are going to be our leaders in the future. And they need to be well-informed about the issues. They need to be able to think objectively about how they view other people and how they view a variety of diversity issues, so that they can go on and then contribute, really become responsible citizens, and again, create some social change.
And in the end, how has this play and its performances and discussions changed who you are in the world and how you view the world?
You know, I think every time I perform, and especially at a college, I am just renewed. My energy is just renewed from the students. You know, I've performed in all types of theaters and all types of spaces, and every school is different. But what joins them all, what's so amazing about every school, is just the vibrancy of the students, their willingness to learn something new, to come out. And you know, this is a play, a solo play. A lot of audiences have never seen theater, much less solo play, before. And I'm just so enthralled by the students' energy level to come out and say, you know what, I didn't know what this was going to be all about, but I'm so glad I saw this. This was amazing. A student at a recent show in California told me the show changed her life. And I thought, you know what, this show is changing my life too, because it's allowing me to spread this message of acceptance and inclusion to people who are going to have the power in the future. And what a better way to do that than with theater, with something that I've trained in, something that I'm excited about, passionate about. This is my career, and I'm so happy that I'm able to do what I do.
Kirat Ankadwani, writer and performer of the one-woman play They Call Me Q. She'll perform it in Eugene at LCC's Blue Door Theater on Monday, November 27th at 4:30 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. Following the performance, she'll lead a discussion, and there will be international delicacies served. For more information, lanecc.edu and theycallmeqshow.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.